FGMC refers to all procedures that involve the partial or total removal of female genitalia for non-medical reasons. Cutting is believed to preserve a girl's chastity, and for the most part it's done by traditional practitioners with razors, scissors and blades that are rarely sterilized. Geeta Rao Gupta is Deputy Executive Director of the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF.
FGMC is a health issue because girls who are cut are placed in dire risk of health complications, risks like prolonged bleeding, infection, infertility, and even death. But just as importantly, if not more, it is a violation of girls' rights and a manifestation of gender inequality.
UNICEF has just released a report that brings together the most complete statistics and analyses on female genital mutilation, cutting, FGMC.
The report brings to light how attitudes and behaviors on FGMC are changing, have changed, and suggests how positive change can be accelerated to move faster towards the elimination of the practice.
The agency says more than 125 million girls and women in 29 countries in Africa and the Middle East have undergone the practice, one-fifth of them in Egypt alone. And although the agency estimates an additional 30 million young girls are at risk of being cut in the next decade, Claudia Kappa, who's UNICEF statistics and monitoring specialist, has hopes that some will be spared.
In most of the 29 countries, girls and women are now saying, I want this practice to end. And these include women from practicing community, women who have themselves undergone the procedure. In a country like Burkina Faso, where 76% of women have been cut, this is a country where the prevalence of FGMC is moderately high. 87% of all women who have been cut, they are now saying, I want this practice to stop. And half of these women are also saying that there are no benefits for a girl to be cut.
However, the report finds women continue to subject their daughters to female genital mutilation and cutting because they think it's what their communities or their religion or their husbands expect.
And this is done sometimes even if they think that the practice should be discontinued. In a country like Mauritania, for instance, 58% of girls who have been cut are daughters of women who want the practice to end. They don't want this practice to continue. They still have their daughter cut because they feel that that's a social obligation. If they don't do that, their daughters will be exposed to stigma, discrimination, and they might have problems in finding a husband.
But UNICEF is inspired by the desire of women who have been cut to spare their daughters the same fate. Francesca Monetti is UNICEF's Senior Child Protection Specialist.
As we see from the data very, very clearly now, women who are themselves cut their daughters, but they may be against the practice. So we know that there's something else now that creates that need to cut. And we also see that many of the attitudes are probably hidden or unknown.
The agency adds that increasing numbers of men are also voicing their opinions on this matter.
The presumption had often been, oh, men support this practice because it's what controls the women. But if we look now at the data, we see that that's actually not the case. And what we know programmatically is that often female genital mutilation cutting is viewed as women's business. It's the women who do it. It's the women who organize the cutting. And men don't get involved. But we also know that when they do get involved, when they are exposed to the harms of it, they often take a stand against it. So for both reasons, men need to be very much part of the discussion.
UNICEF says discussion can happen by facilitating dialogue in families and communities, leading to discourse at the national level.